The all of Yitzchak that was waiting. And therefore, it's hard to say that this serves as the makor for Birkas Nisuin when Yitzchak wasn't even there. You follow me? That's what the Shita Mikubetza says. He's very bothered by this. You have to say that they weren't Mavarach Birkas Asanim at that time. It's kind of like a smachta that V'yavarchas Rivka kind of like set the stage for Birkas Hasanim that would be done in the future. But they didn't literally say it then. Okay? Which is very uncomfortable to say. Because if you're using that as a makor, you want that to what? You want that to serve as the makor from A to Z, from Aleph to Tuf, that they actually said Birkas Hasanim. So the truth is, if you look in the Sfornu on that Pasuk, in Pasuk Samach Aleph, it's Pasuk Samach Aleph in Chayisar, forgot the Perek, but it's in Chayisar, Pasuk Samach Aleph, the Sfornu has a phrase, and the Hafla and Reb David Luria also pick up on this, and they say there was a din nisuin that was chal, bidin masar av l'shluchei habal. Because the father, you really have to say shluchei av, because the father was dead, and Lavan was acting like the father, and therefore there was what? There was somewhat of nisuin, not somewhat, but lamaisa, a real nisuin, at least for financial matters. And therefore, since there was a real nisuin for financial matters, there was a chalais nisuin there. Even though Yitzchak himself was not there, but at least for the dine mamonis, it got off the ground. And therefore, there was a what? And therefore, it was considered to be what? A nisuin that began. And therefore, there was Birkas Nisuin that we can say was actually recited there. And you cannot say that it was just like a bit of a smach, like the Shita Mikubetza says. Now, the truth of the matter is that the Reb David Luria on the Medrash is bothered by it. He says it's hard to imagine, Lamaisa, you say the Birkas Nisuin when the Chassan's not there, because the whole point of the Birkas Nisuin is that, you know, that they should be together. And, you know, that they'll have, could be there's a mashmos later that it's hinting them peruvu. Lamaisa, we'll see if we get to it today. So you see very clearly that he's bothered by that. But we could suggest that there are two dinim in chuppah and nisuin. Chuppah and nisuin are synonymous, just like kedushin and erusin are synonymous. And it could be that there was a halos din, like abi dinim mamunishable, that he has financial obligations when nisuin begins. He has to sustain her. If she's captured, he has to redeem her. If she dies, he has to bury her. So there are dinim that what are in fact begun why with hachnasis l'rishus. So from that perspective, we want to suggest there taka was a bracha of nisuin that was actually taka recited there. Because there was a nisuin done. Midin masara av l'shluchei habal. So the first nekuda we're mentioning is, I want you to get this, is that if you assume V'yavarchas Rivka is the makor of Birkas Nisuin, like the Maseches Kala Rav Asi, Shita Mikubetz says this cannot be. Yitzchak wasn't even there. So how could they have said Birkas Nisuin, Eliyahu? So that's the Shita Mikubetz's point. We're pointing out from the Svarnu, the Hafla of David Deluria, that there was a Nisuin. And the Nisuin was Din Masar Av L'Shluchei Abal. And the Nisuin was that it's Chal and Din Imominus. That we want to suggest, Lamaisa, also of Naftali Trump, Tzatzal has like this in his Sefer, and therefore it was a chalos, like Abi the Dini Mamun Shemal. The marital elements requires Yichud. Obviously, that wasn't done until they saw Yitzchak, but the Birkas Nisuin is chal, appropriately halacha Lamaisa. Even though, Lamaisa, you would think that Birkas Chasanah would best appropriately be when they're actually getting married, meaning in the sense that they're going to have Bia. Okay, which is the mashmalos later, but Lamaisa, that's how we could be masber that in fact Birkas Nisuin were taka said halach Lamaisa. Okay, so that's the first mahalach that I wanted to point out on this one, on this concept of the makor. Now we're going to see that the Taisa, when we get to the Taisa, Taisa argues basically on that Bryce Maseches Kala Rav Asi and says that's not the makor. But I wanted to mention that. That's the first point I wanted to mention. Okay, all right. That's number one. Number two, let's get to the point, Lamaisa, that I gave you in the Rishonim that we have to investigate now and go through Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, make sure we get it clear in the Lumdus also as well. Firstly, I want to mention, what is the definition of Yemei Simcha? How does Yemei Simcha manifest itself? How does it manifest itself that something is called Yemei Simcha? So the way it manifests itself, the concept of Yemei Simcha, is basically that most of the Rishonim Most of the Rishonim, as we said, Rov Rishonim, the Rambam, Rov Rishonim, want to say, Rashba Lamaisa, I mean, the Rambam says, Beferish, that Yemei Simcha means that there's an Isser Asiyas Malachim. The Rambam, the Rashba, there's an Isser Asiyas Malachim. You cannot do work. That's how Yemei Simcha manifests itself. In order that you are open to Mimesameach as Ishto. That is the definition of Yemei Simcha. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, I gave you the Tosefta. I have it, if you look in the Tosefta, I gave you in Perek Aleph and Os Gimel. In the Tosefta, it says, but if you look at the back of the Gemara, in the Tosefta, I gave it to you in the Mark of Mar Makomos, and Aleph, Os Aleph. What's the Lashon in the Tosefta? In the end of Aleph, Hiskinu she batal shloshi yamin, v'nimsa sameach shloshi yamin. There it is, beferish. Let him be batal in order that he can sameach his wife. The Tosefta says it beferish. So that's what the Rambam, the Rashba, Rov Rishonim say, that Yemei Simcha manifests itself as being an Isser Malacha, that he cannot go to work. Okay? And that's bared out by the Tosefta. However, I gave you the Me'iri. The Me'iri on Daf Beis Amud Aleph writes the following. The Me'iri says in Dibra Maskil, B'kviyas Yom Chamishi that I gave you. The Me'iri says, no. The Me'iri says that Yemei Simcha, it's Taka Mutter Basiyas Molochin. And the only reason why they're Mesakin Yemei Simcha was that you should be Ochel V'shosev V'sameach with her. But they did not Aser B'molochin. So that's a unique shita, but I want you to know that the Meiri says that the Isser Malacha does not exist from Yemei Simcha. He does say that during the one day of Bracha, he says there is an Isser Malacha. During the one day of Bracha, there is in fact an Isser Malacha. But he says Shlosh Yemei Simcha does not manifest itself with an Isser Malacha. Okay? So where does this Machlokas Rishonim find its roots? Okay? Where does this Machlokas Rishonim as to whether Yishloshim Eis Simcha Adam creates an Isra Malacha, where does it find its root? So it finds its root in the following. This is what I want to bring out. We know that the Gemara said, Shaktu al Benos Yisrael, that there should be Shloshim Eis Simcha. The problem is that we know that an almana gets married when? On Thursday. So since an almana gets married on Thursday, right? If an almana gets married on Thursday, the kasha is, and this is what Lamais and many, many of the Rishonim are bothered by, if it is so, halacha Lamaisa, that an abasula gets married, Lamaisa, on Thursday, why do the Chachamim necessitate halacha Lamaisa that she has to get married on Thursday? Why does she have to get married on Thursday? Why do we say that Thursday, he'll get married, he won't go to work? Friday is because of Chibas B, he'll stay around. And Shabbos, he won't go to work. Right? Why did Chachamim Chazal have to misakin that Amana gets married on Thursday, so he won't go to work? Let him get married any other day of the week. There's Shloshim Eis Simcha. If there's Shloshim Eis Simcha, he can't go to work anyway. Because of that kasha, this is what I want you to bring out. The Me'iri concluded that there is no Isser Malach on the Shlosh Yemei Simcha. That's what forced the Me'iri to say what he says, that the Chazal did not Asser Malach on the Shlosh Yemei Simcha. Granted, I said Yom Rishon that that there's a bracha, there's an Isser Malach. But the truth of the matter is, the Me'iri says that the Shlosh Yemei Simcha do not create an Isser Malach, none whatsoever. No, the first day, because there's a bracha, the Me'iri wrote the Feirish that there's an Isser Malach. But the truth of the matter is they needed to mimisake to get married on Thursday because otherwise, shalom, there is no Isser Malach. Now, if you hold, like the other Rishonim, the classical Rove Rishonim that say Shloshim Eis Simcha is an Isser Malach, how are you going to answer that kasha? Why do you have to get married on Thursday? There's Shloshim Eis Simcha. So why do you have to get married on Thursday? So I want to just offer two answers to that. Number one, the Ritva himself, and Hayamad Aleph says that the Shlosh Yemei Simcha Lamaisa came from this concept. That's what the Ritva is answering. The Ritva says, Besule, if in the Suyal Mane, there's a 3-day simcha. So it's asur. Why did Chachamim have to masak and shakdu? There's an issur malacha. So the shloshim simcha, the Ritva answers, basically lamaisa, the Ritva answers that those 3 days of simcha came from shakdu. Before takana shakdu, a guy could go to work. Meaning the takana for Almana Gemira on Thursday carried with it an issur malacha. That's what created the issur malacha. The Ritva answers the kasha himself. The Ritva answers the kasha and says that the shlosh yimei simcha that carry with issur malacha came from the takana of an almana getting married on Thursday. That's one answer. Another answer is the makne answers that even though it's usher to go to work 3 days after the wedding, but chachamim knew that the chos would ask from the kala, you know, let me go to work, let me go to work. Let be mochel on it. So they're masaking, get married on Thursday. Friday, you're going to stay home because of Chibis Bia, and Shabbos, you'll be home because you can't work anyway. So again, I want you to get this. This is very, very critical. We're starting off here saying that there's a fundamental machloikis in the Rishonim as to define Shlosh Yimei Simcha. Does it mean in Isra Malacha? Yes, it does, according to Ramam Rash, where Rov Rishonim. It means in Isra Malacha. Cannot go to work. The Meiri says it does not mean you cannot go to work. The Meiri says you can go to work. All it means is you got to eat and drink with her and spend time with her. And what forced the Meiri to say such a thing? Because the Meiri says, well, why else do you have to get married on what? Thursday. Why else do you have to get married on Thursday? Get married any day of the week and they have this 3 days. Must be the 3 days don't carry with an issur malacha. So they had the masake on Thursday that he wouldn't go to work anyway. But there's no issur to go to work. You follow me? But if you hold like the Rov Rishonim, why taka doesn't Alman have to get married on Thursday? So the Rava says, well, the takana of getting married on Thursday was the makor of the issur malacha that carried with it the issur malacha. Or you'll say, like the Makne, that Chachamim knew, Chazal knew, that he would try to play games and try to coax her to ask for Mechila. And therefore, they knew that would happen, and maybe she would be Mocho. And still, they wanted to make sure that he'd be around her for 3 days. That's why they miss Mestakin that get married on Thursday. Because then you can ensure they'll be together for 3 days. Okay? That's the Mahalachir, Lamaisa. Okay? So let's take it a step further, guys. Okay? Let's take this a step further. So that's, by definition, Lamaisa, how we view Shlosh Yimei Simcha. And the truth of the matter is, when we view this as Shlosh Yimei Simcha, okay, it's interesting to note that now that we've defined the Shlosh Yimei Simcha and what it's based on, what's the definition of it, you have to just point out as well, okay, I want to just point out as well, in situations where you have Sheva Lebracha and Shalosh Lesimcha, right? Sheva Lebracha and Shalosh Lesimcha, for example, what was that example of Sheva Lebracha and Shalosh Lesimcha? What would be that example, let's say? What would you say? When you have what? When you have a Bachar with an Amana, according to the Rav Rishonim, Sheva Lebracha and Shalosh Lesimcha, is there a notion, and please get this, is there a notion of having a Suda and having Sheva Brachas when you're outside of Shalosh Yimei Simcha? So the Shittim Gubetzis here quotes from the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoinah that even that you may Bracha She'eni Yimei Simcha, there's a Chiyuv to what? Have a Suda, Kedei Levarach Berchas Chasanim. And that's a very, very big machlokas because the Sefer Yad David writes not that way. He says that if it's not Yimei Simcha, you're not Chayav L'Aroch Suda. If you're going to make a Suda, then you're Chayav L'Varach Birkas Chasanim. But you don't have to go out of your way and make a Chiyuv of Birkas Chasanim.
Who is that?
It's a Machlekes to Shittim Kubetzes B'Shem Talmid Rebbe Yonah against the Sefer Yad David. In a case where you have Sheva L'Bracha Sholosh Yimei Simcha, you're past the Sholosh Yimei Simcha. In the Sheva L'Bracha, is there a Chiyuv Suda? The Shittim Kubetzes B'Shem Talmid Rebbe Yonah says yes. And the Sefer Yad David says beferish that there is no chiyuv. If you're going to have a suda, then there's a chiyuv to say the bracha. Halacha lamaisa. Okay? So that's interesting to point out, lamaisa, that the Shita says this. And Reb Shlomo Kluger and the Chidah say even a bachar that mirrors a psula, and I want you to get this, there's no chiyuv to make a suda to always do birkas hasanim. People go crazy. If you're making a suda, and there's 10 people there, so then what? Then you say sheva brachas. And the truth of the matter is, even though, and this is Gabi, actually asked this yesterday, asked this morning, in the Tshuvas Ha'elef L'chol Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Kluger says, even though the Lashon Chazal is Eilu Yemei Mishta, it doesn't mean that they're Kfum Yemei Mishta. They're Kavum Yemei Simcha. And therefore the Regilis is to make Mishta, but you're not Mechuyiv. You're not Mechuyiv every day of Shavu Brachos to have a Shavu Brachos when you guys get married. If it happens, it happens. Okay? But you're not Mechuyiv, you can even skip a day. So what I want to bring out here is, again, the second point that we're bringing out, again, the first point is we define the machlokas in Rishon about Yemei Simcha, and what was that kreya? The second point that I want to bring out here is that in situations where it's Sheva LeBracha and Shalosh LeSimcha, in the situation where you're outside Shalosh LeSimcha, is there a Chiyuv Suda? Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, Hashem Hashim, Talmid Rabbeinu says yes, against the Sefer Yad David. And the truth of the matter is that we don't assume normally like that Shita B'Kabetis. We assume that L'maisa, if you make a Suda, then fine, you're not Mechuyiv. And when it says Yemei Mishta, it doesn't really mean, doesn't always have to be during Yemei Bracha, that you have to have a Suda. It means Yemei Simcha, you have the Suda. You're not Mechuyiv to make a Suda during Yemei Bracha. So you have the L'maisa, this Nakuda L'maisa, this Machlaikis.
Was it? Was it when it said this?
The Yad David, the Sefer Yad David. Okay, so this brings us to the following. We'll get to all the questions, Elliot. I want to get to the following now. Now, how do we define L'maisa, if we take it a step further? How do we define what Yemei Bracha and what Yemei Simcha is? Okay, and that'll bring us to what, to the four cases that we have to get down, make sure we have it clear. Okay, all right, and then we'll get to all, everyone's questions. Okay, all right. The pashtus is that, and let's start with this, the takana of Shiva Yamim L'Simcha. The takana of Shiva Yamim L'Simcha. Okay? The takana of Shiva Yamim L'Simcha when you marry a Basula. Was that mentioned anywhere in the Gemara? That was not in our Gemara. No? Was not in our Gemara. When it said takana Shiva Yamim L'Simcha when you marry a Basula. Did it say it? We didn't have it L'maisa in the Gemara. Where is the source Beferish? Where is the Makor for that? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and the Bir Agra, the Pashtus is they say the following. They say the Chachamim were Mesak and Shlosh Yom L'Simcha La'amana Hu Adin Shetiknu L'Basula Shiva Yom L'Simcha. And the Makor L'maisa is Beferish that just like the Chamer Masak and the Baal Shem Masech with Amana 3 days, Mino Atalomein Shaf Shiva Yom Shal Besula Asur Mesias Malachit. So they want to say that it's a Svar. If by an Amana you do it for 3 days, by a Besula we do it for what? We do it for 7 days. And we'll discuss the Svar, what the reason is. But what I want to bring out is that Yushalmi writes, right here in Ksubis, Moshe Hiskin Li Yisrael Shivis Yemei Mishtet. It says Moshe Hiskin Li Yisrael Shivis Yemei Mishta, and the Piskeria says Kol Hakonis says Absula Chayv L'Sameh L'Smoch Ima Shiva Yamin. Moshe Tikin Lam Li Yisrael Asos Kol Adam Li Ishto Absula Shivis Yemei Mishta. Mashma Shetakonis Moshe Shivis Yemei Simcha LeBesula SheYismach Ima. So you see Beferish that there's a takana from Moshe Rabbeinu that there's Yemei Simcha of Shiva days for who? For a Besula comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yushalmi says Beferish, and it's quoted by the Shulta Giburim here in the Daf Yarif Os Beis. Okay, the truth is we had a Tosfos on Gimel Amud Aleph on the Dibur Maskil Isha that says the same thing. That for a Besula, it says you need Shivis Yemei Mishta. For a Besula, you need Shivis Yemei Mishta. So we have Beferish. Tosfos Dibur Maskil Isha said Beferish says Yesh Bas Shivis Yemei Mishta. So we have this concept of, in that context, Gabi, Yemei Mishta Men, Yemei Simcha. So that's the Makor, Lamaisa, if you have Shivis Yamin for a Basula, Yemei Mishta. Okay. Now, what is the Svara of Yemei Simcha and Yemei Bracha? Oh. So the Pashtus is, okay, that we said, the Svara of most of the Rishonim, Lamaisa, okay, the Svara of most of the Rishonim, the Rambam Rov Rishonim, is that the din of bracha is for the lave of the chasim. Okay? The day of a bracha, okay? The concept of a bracha, Yemei bracha, is for the chasim. Okay? You made brachas for the lave of the chasen. And therefore a bachar that's not yet married, his simcha is great. No matter who he marries. Whether it's a psula or almana, you get shiva yamin. And that's the svara lamaisa. Okay? That's the svara pashup shot. Okay? That's the svara pashup shot. Okay? That's you made brachas for the chasen. That was the svara that I gave you, lamaisa. That's the pashup shot. But an almon that mirrors an almana, his simcha is not so great, so he's only what? He's only one day. Okay? So we got the svara so far, so we're talking about yamei bracha. Yamei bracha, lamaisa, is for the chasen. So a bachar that marries, no matter who he marries, his simcha is great, therefore he gets shava brachas. Okay, Yaakov? No matter what, he gets shava brachas. Because his simcha is great, it's the first time he's getting married. However, an almon, it's not the first time he's getting married. What's the din? His simcha is not so great. Ain't simcha libo gedola. Therefore, the simcha is only one day. Now, based on this, what are you saying, Nisano, about an almon marrying a basula? So here I want you to get down. Here I want you to get down that Rambam and the Rav Rishonim say the reason why an almon marrying a basula is seven, Yaakov, because it's a basula. Because it's a basula, he is so what? He is so happy, Lamais, and therefore we give it Shiva Yamin. I mean, that was the Lashon of Gemara, which you're going to get to. Lake Absula debuts from a Shiva. There's no Absula less than Shiva. But you got to say what the Svar is. And the Svar is that you made brachas for the Chasen. I'm just pointing out, you have to say Vigam Sarich Lomar in the case of Almon that marries a what? Besula. You have to say that it, since he's so happy, Simcha Gedola, because it's a what? Because it's Kibasula. Okay? But again, we're categorizing him a bracha for the chasen, for the chasen, for the chasen. And since it's a psula, he's so happy. However, and this is the pashtus halacha lamaisa, yemei simcha, and that's what the Ranar and the Rashbar, the Masber, lamaisa I gave you, yemei simcha is for who? Generally, is for the kala. Yemei simcha is for the kala generally. Okay? And therefore, it's totally in her. If she's a basula, she needs pitui. That was the lashon that the Rishonim used. Sricha pitui. She needs pitui. So therefore, it needs shiva yami. I mean, she has to, you know, you spend time with her. Literally, it means convincing, appeasement. So therefore, yemei simcha is for the kala. Basula, you need pitui. So I don't care who lamaisa. And this is the chiddush. If she's a psula, you need pitui. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference. If it's a bachar, and this is the chiddush lamaisa, right? This is the chiddush that I want to point out here. You have to be able, all the Rishonim lamaisa, basically speak this out. That you may simchas nitkana avur da kala. And therefore, if she's a psula, she needs simcha. She needs pitui. You need simcha shivas yamin. If she's an almana, she doesn't need pitui. And therefore, all she needs is what? Doesn't need it so much. She's an almana, rak kitzat, and therefore, since it's only kitzat, therefore shlosha is considered to be enough. So what do you say by a bacha that marries the almana? A bacha that marries the almana, what do you say, guys? Did you bring the Shulchan Aruch to shir?
No, I forgot.
It's okay. It's okay, Jacob. But if you hold what? That what do we say, therefore, guys? A bacha with a what? How do we, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch I gave you, Simin Samach Talat Sif Beis. What's the din if a bachar marries an almana? How many days of simcha? The first shita, 3. Excellent, Ezra. Yesh Omrim, which was who yesterday? The Rashb and the Ran says shiva l'simcha. And as Johnny pointed out in Shimon, that the Biragola says the minig is like the what? Like the second shita, the Yesh Omrim, right? The Biragola said the minig was like the second shita. Remember you pointed that out. Noagu. So the bachar in the almana, what's the din? Shlosha l'simcha. Why shlosha l'simcha? This is Rov Rishonim. Please get it down. Rov Rishonim, first day in the Shulchan Aruch. Rov Rishonim, the day of Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch. What's the svara, guys? What's the svara? Because why? She's an almana. So if she's an almana, shlosha may simcha is enough. Who argued on this? The Yesh Omrim quoted in the Ran and the Rashba I give you today. Yesh Omrim, Birashba, the Ran, who's also the Dei Ashniya, the Shulchan Aruch, which we said yesterday was the Ramah, right? What's the law? What does the Shita say in the case of Bachar V'Almana? No, you tell me. Seven, excellent. Shiva L'Simcha. Why Shiva L'Simcha? What's the Svara? Why Shiva L'Simcha? Because of the din of Chasan Doma L'Melech. So I want you to get that down. That din of Chasan Doma L'Melech, didn't we write that you made Simchas for the Kala? You're right. But since the guy's a Melech, that offsets that. And he's got a what? It's not, what was the Lashon of the, what was the Lashon? You guys saw it in the Yeshomim and the Rashba? Is it right that he should be carrying packages? You remember that Lashon? Is it right that he should go right to, is it right that he should go to work during the Sheva Brachas? Was a Lashon, a beautiful Lashon. Heich efter the mashkim l'mnacht of chavilaso akseifo. He's got packages. Umavarchim lo birkas chasanim. It's crazy. Chasan asa basiyas malache. So you see the feirish shiva l'simcha, chasan doma l'melech, and that ups it, that it's got to be shiva l'what? It's got to be what we call shiva what? Shiva l'simcha. So those are two days. Please get this. Those are two days in the mechaber. And the biragol is, as Johnny and Shimon point out, it happens to be, and I think that is the minig, that if a bachar does bir almana, he'll take off work for 7 days. That is the minig. Now, I gave you the Ramah. What did the Ramah comment on Sif Beis? The Ramah said that if what she wants to be mocho, that he can go to work, she can be. But didn't we say yesterday that the whole lumdus of the Ramah holds that what? That it's out chasen domel amelech, the Yeshomrim in the Rashba and the Ran, we said holds of this din of chasen domel amelech. So we said yesterday that Mechila shouldn't work. So how can the Ramah turn around and say Mechila works? That's difficult based on what we said yesterday, right? So I gave you the Chalkas Mechokek in Sif Katan Beis. What does the Chalkas Mechokek say? Mechila works what? Regarding that, she says you don't have to eat and drink with me 3 times a day. But you're not allowed to go to work. That Mechila doesn't work. And the Chalkas Mechokek says it's not Mukhruch. We think it's Mukhruch. He concludes in Sifkan Beis, the Chalkas Mechokek, the Dover Zayin and Mukhruch. You know what? I think it's Mukhruch. We think it's Mukhruch. That Mechila Taka doesn't work a plea to let him go to work. Because there's a din of Chasan Doma L'Melech. So Memela, what we've created here is a whole lot, a whole Mahalach L'maisa. To be masver this din of why is it is so Yaakov, and therefore everything remains good with the mechaber and the Ramah. So that's the chiddush lemaisa that I wanted to bring out here. Okay, and then we have to what we have to break down the 4 cases that we have al pi halacha. But to note lemaisa that we have this concept of what yimei bracha and yimei simcha. Yimei bracha is devoted for the chasen lemaisa. And that's why what? No matter who he marries, he's going to get Sheva Brachas. And Alma with the Psula is Simcha Gedayla. He's so happy, even though himself it's a second what? Even though himself, Lamais, it's a second marriage, but it's a Psula. He's so happy, so therefore he'll still get what? He'll still get Sheva Brachas. You may Simcha devoted for the Kala, unless you hold like the Yesh Omrim that also has that element of Chasen Domi L'melech, and then you'll up at the case by a Bachar Almana will be what? Shiva L'Simcha, not Tishalosh L'Simcha. Okay, that'll be Gufa what? Gufa Chish. Okay, now based on this, let's just get to the dinim, we'll take all the kashas. Okay, let's just get to the dinim, we'll break down the what? We'll break down the halacha. But that's the chiddush here that I wanted to bring out. We have to say what it's based on. And lemaisa, again, as I said, if I ask you, what's the makor of Sheva Brachas for a Basula? It's Takanas Moshe, says the Yushalmi. The Gemara didn't say beferish what it was. Gemara's only talking about Alman in her. Okay, now what are the cases we have al pi din? Okay, what are the cases we have al pi halacha? So we get it clear. Let's go simple now. Okay, let's go simple. We have the following cases. Okay, let's go bachar with the besulah. We have 4 permutations. Bachar with the besulah. What's the din?
7-7.
7-7. Let's be specific. Sheva lebracha. Sheva. L'simcha. Okay? Now, is that muskim according to everyone? Pashup shot, that's muskim according to everyone. That's the Gemara says, Lake Absula, the Batzer Mishiva, which we'll get to when we read the Gemara Namad Beis. That's the Pashup shot in the Gemara. What about Yimei Simcha? I just said a second ago that what? It's not Mefurish in the Gemara, but all the Rishonim assuming, we pointed out to you, Shalmi, that Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Lashon HaRias. Okay, Klor. Let's go number two. Second case. Okay? Second case that we had was an Almon marrying an Almonin. Almon with Almonin. What do you say? What do you say, guys? You tell me. Ah. Yom Echad LaWat? Yom Echad LaBracha? Shlosha. Shlosha LaSimcha. Excellent. That's Beferish LaMaisa. Almon LaAlmana is Beferish Yossi. Okay? That it's Yom Echad LaBracha Shlosha Yimei Simcha. That's Muskum according to everyone. Okay? I want to just point out what we said LaMaisa in Shir. What we said earlier is that I want you just to note, Lamaisa, it's interesting. Is there a Chi of Suda, Lamaisa? Is there a Chi of Suda outside of Yimei Simcha? What do we say? That's a machlokus between the Talmid Rabbein Yonash and the Gemara. Let's go against the Yad David. We normally assume, like the other Gedolei Achronim, the Reb Shlomo Kluger, like this Yad David, that if it's only Yimei Bracha, you're not Mechuyiv. Okay? And that's what we normally assume by the Sheva Brachas. That there's no necessarily Chiyuv. Yes? We're going to get... I'm just pointing out, whenever you have a difference between Yom Echad LaBracha and Shlosh LaSimcha, here you're covered. But will you have it the opposite? We mentioned that Machlokas Yishonim. When you have Shlosh LaBracha, Shlosh LaSimcha, and Sheva LaBracha, is there a Chiyuv Suda from 4 through 7? Yes. And the other Gedol Achronim said no. Okay, so this is Muskum, guys. Almon with Almonim. Let's go continue now. The third and fourth case, okay? What's the third and fourth case? So the third case, let's go slow. Almonim marrying a Basula. Almon with the what? Marries a Basula. Okay? What's the din in that case in Almon with a Basula? Number three. So we know it's Shiva LaBracha. We know it's Shiva LaBracha. That's Beferish, right? Anytime it's a Basula, it's Shiva LaBracha. Lake of Sula, the Batsar Mishiva. Now what do you say about what? Simcha, guys.
Wouldn't it be seven? Because
It is seven. I want to know why.
Because he's happy that he's...
So let's see what did the Rishonim say about this. What is it, Shalom, that we assume it's Shiva LaSimcha? Okay? What is it that we consider to be Shiva LaSimcha? They said that they were Mesak and Shiva LaSimcha. So this is the Pashup Shat LaMaisa. You know, the truth of the matter is that, why is it, let's be Mazur everything. Almon with the Psula, why is it Shiva LaBracha? Why is it Almon with the Psula? We already said it, but what's it? Zabsula, he's ecstatic. Zabsula, so LaMaisa, it's Keneged Libashul Chasam. And even Alman, we said, Lamaisa, he's so happy. That's what we said earlier. Okay, now what about what this concept that they extended the Shiva LaSimcha? This is Askome again of all the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, Lamaisa that I gave you. Amazing Kiddush. Because, and this really breaks down the two Sfaras that I want you to get, okay? It's not Mefurish in our Sugya. Never said Mefurish in the Sugya, Alman LaBasula, right? It said Shiva LaBracha. But where does it say Shiva LaSimcha? It's not Beferish Negora, but there are two Sfaras for it. Almon with the Basula, did it ever, it said Leika Basula, the Batsa Meshiva, but did it say Shiva LaSimcha? That was not Beferish Negora. No. I don't think that was Beferish Negora. And Almon with the Basula, Shiva LaSimcha. So it breaks down to two Sfaras. Okay? Number one is the Rashba that I gave you. Is that Yimei Simcha is for the Kala, and she needs Pitui. And therefore, when you deal with a Vzula, she needs Pitui. So Al Pisvara, she needs Pitui, 3 days is not enough, and therefore Halacha L'maisa, she needs 7 days. Okay? She needs 7 days. This was the Svara that we said in the Rashba. So number one, Rashba, I'm just going to write Pitui. But then, I gave you the Ed of the Ran. Who can tell me what it says in the end of the Ran? What does it say in the end of the Ran? He says a Kal V'Chomer. What was the Kal V'Chomer? What was the Kal Vachomer, guys? If a bachur that marries a besula has to do shiva l'simcha, an almon who's not so might not be as excited, he should be though, as being a mensch, but he not, might not be machshaver because it's his own second marriage, and therefore, you know what? If anything, we have to charge him with 7 days of simcha to make sure he spends the right time with her, that he shouldn't make her feel like she's what? She's a nothing. So I want you to get down to Rana. I'm just going to write the Kal Vachomer. Did everyone get that line? Mm-hmm. You got that line, Aryeh? Rana, you have my Gemara there? What's the Lashon of the Rana there in the back? Real quick, what does he say? The Lashon of the Rana is Kal Vachomer. You get to the page there. He says Kal Vachomer. So that's why the Alma says, but it doesn't say it Beferish in the Gemara. But it's a Svar. The Svar is either like the Rashbam, so he's a Pitui, or like the Ran, it's a Kal Vachomer from Bachar. I'm just going to Kal Vachomer. Me what? Me Bachar. Kal Vachomer, me Bachar. It's a Kal Vachomer from a Bracha with the Bachar with the Psula Kal Vachomer. Alma needs it. You got here in Lashon? The end of the piece. Thank you, Yosef. He says, amazing. He says, Beferish. He says, Kal Vachomer. Of Bachar Shenasa Almana and the Shiva LeBracha Shiva Simcha. When Fishi made Bracha made Simcha, they ain't no bedin. She mashkin mumalachto. Right, Mavarchalo Berkas Hasara. Ah, and he says the line earlier. Of our Rimigash Kosa near the Dvar Shiva Simcha is Ludi. But Bachar Mashish Lo Simcha. The Tanel Brisa No Shiva is Made Simcha. Kol Shekain Ba Almon. She Sarach Lasamech. I saw Yosir. Because you know what she might feel. You know, if she has any inkling that it's a second marriage, she'll feel terrible. So on the contrary, he has more of a chiv. So Alma Lubsula Shiva Labracha, that's in the Gemara Lake of Sula, Shiva Lasimcha Svarah. This is the first two Svaras, basically one big approach I'm going to say here. But then there's a Rimigash. The Shittim Kubetz has quoted the Rimigash. And what was the Rimigash Svarah? That since we don't have a Raya, he says, Minastam, the Simcha Shiva Yimei Simcha. Because Womatsinu El Baamana Shishlarak Shlosh Lesimcha. The aim Banu Koach, Ligarea Libesula Meshivya Me Mishta, Bain Nisis Labachar, Bain Nisis Lamana. It's not fair to a Besula. Ain Lanu Ligarea. The Rimigash was who? The Rimigash was the Rebbe of the father of the Rambam. The Rambam used to say when he looked at his Abba, it's as if he was looking at the Rimigash. Because a lot of times, someone's been biased by a Rebbe, he actually looks like him physically. And the father of the Rambam learned by the Rimigash, he actually looked like him. So Rambam writes that he, when he would look at his father, it's like as if he was looking at the Rimigash. And the Rimigash says, Ein lanu legareya, it's not fair. There's no marker what to do with Shiva Simcha. I don't care who the Besula is marrying. Ein lanu legareya le Besula. It's not fair to be mean to a Besula. She should get Shiva Yamim in Simcha. I don't care if she's marrying an Alma. It's simply not fair. But I want you to bring out in the third din, the Gemara is clear about the bracha. The Simcha is not mefarish. The Rishonim give svaras that I gave you. And the svaras are threefold. Number one, she needs pitui. Number two, it's a Kal Vachomer from Bachar that haharei, she shouldn't feel bad. And number three, the Rimigashi says, Lamais, I don't want to what? Impinge upon a psul, even though she's marrying who? An Alma. She should always have Shiva Shimei Simcha. Okay? So those are what? That's the third case, Lamais. That you have Lamaisa Lagabi Almon Libesula. And then we have a fourth case. What's the fourth case? A Bachar with who? With an Almana. That we had the famous Machlokas Rishonim that we said, and the 2 days. Okay? A Bachar with an Almana. Lamaisa, a Bachar with an Almana, according to the Rambam and Rov Rishonim. Halach Lamaisa, Shiva Labracha, Rambam, the Rov Rishonim. Ram and Verov Rishonim say what? Shiva Labracha. Shiva Labracha. The Shalosh Lesimcha. Okay? And then you have the Shita of the Yeshomrim, Rashman the Ran, the Yeshomrim that's quoted in Rashman the Ran, that say no. Shiva Labracha. The Shiva La what? The Shiva Lesimcha, because they have that new element called what? Chasen Domu Lamelech. And that was 2 days, we said, in the Mechaber Amah. And that was the Chiddush that what? The Chiddush that we brought out regarding this din. Okay? And the truth of the matter is you can be mochel, according to the Ramah, but only mochel not eating together. But Lamaisa, you cannot go to work. Because that was the Chiddush that we said, Lamaisa. So that comes out. So if you're a, let's take some of the questions now, but if you're a posek, I want you to know these halachas. Bachar the mirza psula, shivla bracha, shivla simcha, amon lamana, clear, one and three, one bracha, three simcha, amon psula, shivla bracha, shivla simcha, bachar lamana is 2 days in the mechaber, with the Ramah and the whole Shtigl Torah that we said yesterday, based on Achlos, Ram and Rovi Shonim, against what? Against the Yeshom and the Rashm and the Ran. But I want you to note, as we did today as well, how you define Yemei Simcha. What is Yemei Simcha? The Meiri claimed, most Rishonim said it was Nisim Malach, the Meiri said no. Just meant eat together. And what was the Hechreyach? Because the Meiri says, why else do you have to get married on Thursday? The other Rishonim say no. The Isser Malacha came from getting married on Thursday. Or you say, Lamaisa, so they were worried about Mechila because of that point as well. And then we said, can you have a Isser Achiyuv in a situation of 3 and 7? Where do you have a situation of 3 and 7? According to the classical Rishonim, 7 and 3 rather, you should call it 7 and 3. And 4, 5, and 6 and 7, Isser Achiyuv Sud or not? Okay? Certainly during Yemei Simcha, there should be a Achiyuv Sud. But during Yemei Bracha, is there a Achiyuv Sud? And I noted to a lot of guys at Seder, hope you didn't get confused, is that a lot of the Rishonim, y'all see, they flipped the order in the Gemara to Yibayah Samus. So when the Ran and the Rashba say, we paskin like the Lishna Basra, in our lingo, it meant Lishna Kama, because that was the first day. Okay? They just have the Girsa flipped. Okay? We got it, Clore? Now, we had a bunch of Kashas earlier. Do we still have the Kashas? Who had a Kasha now? Ben, you had a Kasha. Yeah, go ahead, real quick.
Yes. There's only one Yom Echad. After the first day, do they still make a Sheva Brachos at the second and third meals of the second and third days?
Yes. Yes. That's what we say. Shlosh Yemei Simcha. If they want to. They're not Mechuyiv to. They want to. Absolutely. Okay? But it manifests itself, they're not allowed to go to work. The way we paskin. Okay? Yes.
I also want to ask, in America, it would be more practical for them to get married on Friday if you want to avoid work, because then you take a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Would that be more practical?
Yeah, but we don't want to break a takone, Lomaisa. Nowadays, we paskin, they get married any day, we say in Shulchan Aruch. But Lomaisa, I'm saying any day, it's not germane because we paskin and get married any day, except for Friday and Shabbos, okay? But you're right, in theory, it'd be interesting. But it doesn't happen after mina. Yes, go ahead, Pinchas.
With either Rashba and Ram,
yes.
Yes. Would Yemei Simcha also stem for the Chazan and not for the Kal?
I don't think so. I think you're just going to have to, let's leave it like we're saying, because I think that's the way the Ron and Rashba say. If you looked at it inside, I was showing a few guys in Seder, it seems like it's an exception to the rule. You're right, it is for the Kala, but it's not right that he's going to go, you know, carrying his packages. There's a din that what kind of like trumps it, beats it out.
So
you may simply just for the Kala, but I still have this other din that chasen's dom l'melech.
So what would be for the Kala?
No, the Yemei Simcha is for the Kala, but I also have this aspect of Chasen Doim LeMelech. So he can't go to work because of that as well. It's 4, 5, 6, and 7. You follow what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush. That's goofy why they say by Bachar Baal Mona. What do you mean? You're done after 3. There's a new din called Chasen Doim LeMelech. You follow me? So since there's a new din of Chasen Doim LeMelech, that's why the other Rishonim said there's no such din of Chasen Doim LeMelech. That's what the Gaon said yesterday. That's why Shlosh L'Simcha, you go right to work.
Would 4, 5, 6, and 7 also be for the Kala, or would it stop for the Kala after 3?
Yeah, it's only, this is only Halach L'Maisa, Shlosh L'Simcha is, according to Rav Rishonim, is only for the Kala. This new din that they say, Shiva is the what? The Bracha, Shiva is L'Simcha, so that new din of Simcha is based on Chasen Doim LeMelech. So the way you'd say it is that Yemei Simcha for the first 3 is for the Kala, and 4, 5, 6, and 7 that Yemei Simcha, because that's the din of Chasam Doma L'malach. Okay? That's the Pashas. That's the way we want to say it. Yes, Ezra, go ahead.
And for sure, Pashas like Arlishna Kama?
I think we Pashas based on I think the minig is that if a Bachar does Mirin Alman, he doesn't go to work for the 7 days, the whole week. I think that is the minig, and that's what the Bir Agola recorded. That's what Johnny and Pinchas find, but I think that is the minig. Okay? If it's his first marriage, he doesn't go to work. Even though it's a second marriage for her. Okay? All right, we got that, Clore? All right, very good. Yaakov, you had a kasher? You got a Clore? Okay, good. Fine. Excellent. So that's the Pshat Lamaisa, and that's the way we assume Al Pidin, Halacha Lamaisa. Very interesting. Okay. Now I want to get to a Diuk in the Ram, and then we got to go Vaiter in the Gemara. When the Rambam, I gave you the Rambam, what is the Rambam sheet here? about when we say an almana. Does it mean an almana or does it mean a pe'ula? So if you look in the Rambam says, very beferish, halacha l'maisin, perek yud, halacha yud beis, hanosis a pe'ula, sarach lismoch ima, shloshi yamim, bein debacher, bein bewat, bein ba'almo. So the Rambam is very clearly, precisely writes pe'ula. Rambam writes beferish pe'ula. Okay? He says takanas al. He says the lashon. Here we have it here. Perek yud alachi yibayz. He says mamish. He says she yismach ima beula shloshi yom in bein bacher ben almana. So according to the Rambam, Gabi, you had a question earlier. You got it clear?
Yeah.
Okay. The Rambam says beferish a beula. So almana means a beula, a woman that had bia, lamaisa. Even if she had bia before and her husband didn't die. Then the halacha is that tzarech lismoch ima shloshi yamin. He does not write almana. And the Shulchan Aruch, as Jacob you showed me in Seder, says the same thing. The lashon the Shulchan Aruch is, Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Samach Dalet Sif Beis, and I wanted to thank you for Johnny pointing it out. I made a mistake yesterday. It wasn't Siman Lama Dalet, it was Siman Samach Dalet. This Mechaber Amah that we had yesterday, I made a mistake. It was not Lama Dalet, Samach Dalet. Okay? So in Siman Samach Dalet, the Mechaber says the same thing. And the truth of the matter is, the Beis Shmuel and Sifkat and Gimel picks up and quotes the Bach. Let's say they had a chuppah and he died and they were not together. So she was an almana and not a ba'ula. What do you say? Halacha l'maisa? Let's just write that quickly. What does the Beis Shmuel say in the name of the Bach? To highlight this, the Beis Shmuel says, B'shem the Bach, what's the din if she was an almana and not a ba'ula? You have to nisamech with her 7 days. Because she wasn't a bu'ula. Almana, the law bu'ula, sarich lismoach, 7 days. Shiva, yamin. Okay? Which makes a lot of sense, al pi halacha. Because obviously she wasn't what? He wasn't with her. And the Vilna Gaon is mitzayim on the bottom of the page, the Tosis, which we didn't get up to on Zion, as we mentioned yesterday, that almana means a bu'ula. So that fits very well. There is an Aruch Lanier that argues. It's a very interesting Aruch Lanier. You just get it down in your notes. And the Aruch Lanier, one of the Gedolei Achronim, argues and says no. He says, Al pi halacha, that al amana min nesuin, if you know that she didn't have bia, she's a din of a ba'ula. Amazing din. The Aruch Lanier talk argues. The Aruch Lanier says no. In this case, she's a din of a ba'ula. Dino ki ba'ula. And therefore, you would only have what? Only have 3 days of what? 3 days of simcha. Which is a remarkable chiddush. He, in fact, has a suffix. He says, let's say she had kids out of wedlock, or they ate him that she was mezana. He pilpels whether she's like a besuladin in simcha, or she's like a nesua. So he says, the Rishonim will always say she's a ba'ula. So he says, an almana min nesua, and he says, not sure what the din is. An almana min nesua is not sure what the din is, but he says, poshub shad, he thinks, lemaisa, if she's not a ba'ula, if she had an assuming lamaisa, even though she physically didn't live with him, Aruch Lanier says, against the what Beis Shmuel Nebach, that should be dinuke what, dinuke ba'ul. So that's an interesting chiddush. Pashup shot is, let's go with the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, that almana, tesis, almana means bula, almana means bula. And God forbid that this happened, she went into a chuppah, they were not together, let's treat her like a what? Let's treat her like a suli, you have to be tzamech 7 days. Yes, El?
I've heard of cases where they'd have a chuppah, they'd go and she would figure out, or he would figure out almost instantly something was wrong that he didn't know about during their engagement period, and then they would nullify the marriage
retroactively.
Retroactively.
That's a different topic.
If they've done those berkas nisuin under the chuppah and everything, would that?
Those are sheva brachas. Those are bracha levatolas, right? That's a kiddushi tolas.
She wouldn't be have that status.
No, that's a kiddushi tolas, which we don't normally do, lamaisa. Unless it's that, you know, Ramosha has a unique cases that, you know, a guy is a makadosh woman and he didn't tell her that he was sterile. So that's like a mekach tolas. She never would have married the guy. Or he's a makadosh woman and she's sterile. She can't have kids. He didn't know that. So then you wouldn't need to get in that case. But we box that in only to special cases. That's called kiddushi tolas. We never try to expand that. There are those that want to try to expand that to have solved all problems of the aguna. We can't do that. Only kiddushi tolas is only constricted cases. Only a special case. Although you can't just expand and say, oh, L'maisi. Agun is a horrible situation, chas v'sholom. But you can't just say kedusha tolos and solve the problem that they never were married. Okay, so that's the chiddush of the Rambam. Fine, very good. Let's get to now Vayter Negamara. Okay, let's see Vayter Negamara. Let's see Vayter now, guys. Okay, so we got it clear now. We got it out. Now you can be poskim dayanim now for sheva brachos. So a couple comes over to you. You got to ask them, l'maisa, you know, married or not? Not married. We have sheva brachos. Shloshim esim. People don't even know what shloshim esim is. Now we know what it is. Okay, let's go. Vayter Negamara. Let's see the Gemara inside. Okay, let's see the Gemara inside. Pinchas, you want to read? Go ahead. Meisvei zayinim a base, guys. Let's go. Meisvei. Excellent. So what? So what? You see the price that says beferish that what? Psula shivul amani yomecha. Go ahead. My lav. What's my lav mean? Isn't it? My lav. Isn't it? Go ahead. So we got a strong kasha. What's the kasha?
That even an almana that gets married to a bechor would get yom echad of bracha.
Right, and what do we say?
We said that he gets 7 days.
We said a bachar gets what? Gets 7 days, l'maisa. So how can you say my lav afilo amana shenisis l'bachar yom echad? We said not that way. We said a bachar that marries amana gets 7 days. Is that kasha? Go ahead.
So lo l'almon.
Excellent. So the answer to the Gemara is, what is almon? Go ahead. Talking about an almon.
Aval bachar mai. So what would be the halacha when it comes to a bachar?
The Gemara is asking aval bachar mai. What's the din of a bachar mai? Go ahead.
Shiva.
Shiva.
Get 7 days of
bracha. Oh, so that's a kasha yihachi. Now, when it says almana, when you guys read the Gemara, what should it really say? Did you guys notice that? No. When it says almana, what should it say? Okay, in our terminology, it should say almana. What should it say? It should say almon. Should say almon. No. If you actually look in that Gosu Tzionim, he changes it. Nos Aleph. I was so happy to see that. Right? You understand? Because the Gemara says it says lebacher mai. So it says Labakar, and Amana is Labakar Shiva. So why don't you elucidate in the price? Absula Shiva, Ula Amana, Labakar Shiva, Amana, Almon. What do you mean, Almana, Ula Almana? Can't be an Almana to an Almana. It means an Almon. That's why I said we can't skim the Gemara. You got to read it closely, guys. Okay? Should be Almon. So we see Beferish. Why didn't the price elucidate it? Since the price didn't elucidate it, must be that what? Every Almana is given what? 1 day. And not 7, even if we marry a bachar. So we're back to the drawing board. Back to the kasha. Everyone got that? Yeah?
Why do they need to change the gears then?
Because you want to, Johnny, you want to elucidate it as much. I mean, how hard is it? There's only two possibilities. So since the Brisa didn't say it, it must be all across the board. Categorically, it's always Yom Echad. You know what I mean? Why can't it say Almana mirrors a bachar is Shiva and Alman is 1? Since it doesn't elucidate, it must be every widow is 1 day. How hard is it to elucidate? There's only 2 permutations. You know what I mean? Why does that bother you?
It's just copying the lashon that it had earlier, and we already said that when it said Amana Yom Echad, it was talking about Lola Amor. It already said, you know?
Yeah, but what's the din by a what? What's the din by a bachar, though? You know what I mean? You're leaving it open. It's going to be Shiva.
And then Amana Yom Echad.
No, but I'm saying when it says Aval Bacher, when it says an Amana Miriz Bacher, it says my. So it says Shiva, yeah? It says Shiva. So if it says Shiva, the Gemara says, so Frek the Gemara didn't say it Beferish. It's only 2 possibilities.
Okay.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It should have elucidated. Since it didn't.
Yeah, I'm not arguing, yeah.
You got it? Okay, good. So it's a great kasha. So we're back to the drawing board. Every time an Amana gets married, it's Yom Echad. So what's the Gemara's answer? Go ahead.
So Milsa Psiko. It was a shorthanded.
It's a halacha psuka, right? A very terse, succinct halacha. Go ahead.
The lake of Basula de Bitzara and Besheva. The lake Almana de Bitzara and Yomecha.
Excellent.
Basula will never get less than 7 days of bracha, and an Almana will never get less than 1 day.
So, what's the simplest reading of this Gemara? That they're minimums. No? Yeah. Every Basula, no matter who you marry, has to have Shiva la bracha. Notice it doesn't touch Shiva la simcha like it wrote on the board. Gemara didn't touch that. We said al pisvar, the Rishonim said, right? But they're minimums, and absolute minimum is Yom Echad. Okay, that's a push of shot in the Gemara. And as Gabi pointed out, just read the top Rashi there, Pinchas. Go ahead. Right? We'll get to define, when we get to that, when there's panim chadashis, you have to say, Shavu Brachos, call Yimei HaMishnah. What does Yimei HaMishnah here mean? Yimei HaMishnah here, Taka, means what? Bracha. Shavu LaBracha.
That would be Yimei Simcha.
No, we call Yimei, that's what I'm saying. That's what Gabi asked me in Seder. Yimei HaMishnah here means Yimei Bracha. Yimei HaMishnah means Yimei Bracha. Marach LaBasul LaShiva. Right? Right? Marach LaBasul LaShiva LaMaisa means Bracha and also Simcha. Both cases it means. But we said, remember we said earlier in Shir that where is the makor that Absul HaShivu LaSimcha? What did Tosis call it? Tosis called it Yimei Mishnah. Remember we said that? Where's the makor that Shiv is Yimei what? Shiv is Yimei Simcha. Tosis and Gimel HaMaraf called it Yimei Mishnah. So sometimes it means what? It means Simcha. Sometimes it means both. Okay? So what happens if Yilo Mevarech? Oh, and if there's no Panim Kadosh, you say one bracha. Fine. Okay. So I gave you the Ritva here. What did the Ritva say? Ritva had a new way to read the Gemara. Beautiful. Very mechudish way to read the Gemara. What did the Ritva say? And this goes in line with what we said earlier in Shir. It says an amazing pshat. You know what he says? The Almana Mitzad herself does not require more than one bracha, one day of bracha, whether she marries a bachur or an alman. And the reason why, if she gets married to a bachur, we give her shiva yomim, is because of the simcha slave of the bachur. That's why the brisa says yom echad lebracha. You understand what I'm saying? The Ritva says the following: Leika almana de batzer mi yom echad mitzad her yasi. Mitzad her, you only get one day of bracha. If she marries a what? If she marries a bachur, there'll be shiva lebracha al tim. Push up shot in the Gemara is that it's all a minimum. That's all the Gemara is saying. A basula that gets married always has seven, no matter what. An almana has a minimum of what? Minimum of one. What he means to say, the Ritva says, Leika almana batshim amecha, means outs her. The yom of every almana in the world, I don't care who she marries, even a bachur, she only gets one day of bracha outs her. If she's marrying a bachur, you know why there's seven? It's outs him. That goes well with what we said earlier in Shir, that Yimei Bracha is what? Is out to? Who's the Yimei Bracha for? Really the man. It's really the man. So, but what I'm saying is that it goes well with what we said earlier, only mitzad the what? Mitzad the second part of the Ritva. He says the first, when it says, Leike b'sulim b'batsum yomecha fiyom, the Bracha is the what? Almana mitzad herself only gets one day of Bracha. We said normally Yimei Bracha is for who? For the chassan and the Yimei Simchas for the kala. Here the Ritva is saying, also Yimei Bracha can be what? A shtickel for who? A shtickel for the kala. But no basula ever gets, no almana gets ever more than one day of bracha, outs herself. She only gets one day of bracha. The bachur gives what? Gives the extra 6 days. But what I want to bring out to you guys, that this is a mechudish way of bringing Gemara. I never would have read the Gemara like this. I read the Gemara that Pashup Shat that it's a minimum. Every basula gets seven, minimum. There's nothing more, and that's it, seven. And almana minimum gets one. That's it, finished. The Ritva says, no, more than that. The almana only earns one outs herself. She marries a bachur. The only reason why she has seven is outs the bachur. The Gemara is saying much more than that. It's saying a conceptual statement. You follow me? It's a din. That's the lashon, the Ritva. Let me read the lashon again inside to you. Amazing. Ritva says, the lashon. The Ritva says the lashon lamaisa, and that's the chiddush. He says milstip psik the kind of like absul b'sira mishiva like amana b'sira yomecha klomer the kol amana sheish la yomecha lebracha midin atzma kshenisus lebracha sheish kind of shiva lebracha ein zemacha masa ela macha maso lachi pasik v'tani la amana yomecha. That's why it stirs, because the takis is only yomecha for the amana. That's just stam a minimum that is trying to sum up what you know. You should remember it. He's saying in love this, it's only Yom Echad. You follow me, Ellie? She only earns one day. It's only out sin that you get more. That's the Chiddush Lamaisa that we have in this what and have in this din. Okay, very good. We got that, Chlor? That's how the Ritva read the Gemara. Chlor? Okay, excellent. Okay, Vaiter now. Let's see now Vaiter in the Gemara. Go ahead. Let's see, Pinchas. Vaiter. Let's go. Go ahead.
So how do we know that Brachas Katanim needs 10 people? Shenema, Vayikach Asara, Noshim Zikmei Yir, Vayomer Shvupo.
So you need 10 guys. So Lamaisa said, sit here, Lamaisa. And therefore you have 10. Okay, go ahead, Rabbi Abo.
Rabbi Abo, Amar Mehacha. Ben Kahalos Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem in Kor Yisrael.
What does that mean?
So it means that...
Makor means, you know, the origin of the woman, right? The child needs a kal. Kal is how much? 10. Ain't kal less than 10. So these are the two makors that you need 10. Okay? Ba'ika chasor anoshim, the two makors you need 10. Now, let's just point out Akasha that Pinchas asked me in Seder. Let's point it out. Let's get it down. The Gemara, when we get up to an Chesem and Aleph Paskins, that the Chosin can be counted in the Minyan. So if that's the case, how do you have a Rai? He said, gather 10 people together. He said, gather 10 people together. He can be counted in the Minyan. Chosin's count him in a Minyan. So if Chosin's count him in a Minyan, so how do you what? How do you have this as a riot? It's an interesting kasha and a very good kasha that Pinchas asked me, Lamaisa. What do you do with that? It's an interesting kasha, Lamaisa. So, Lamaisa, many Gedolei Achronim are bothered by this kasha. And when he asked it, I said, maybe you could just say that he gathered 9 men. And when it said 10, it meant 9. Okay? Where's an example that you have that? You know how many malchus we give a guy for a lav? How many did he give? 39. How, what does it say in the Torah? It says 40. Arbaim Yakenu. So maybe that's taka what it means. He only gathered 9. That's one pshat, Lamaisa. That's what I was thinking, Lamaisa, we said. Or you could say the 10 people actually includes Boaz. Maybe you could say the 10 guys actually includes Boaz. Right? But Lamaisa, I want to leave now, Lamaisa, that kasha, because maybe we'll come up with a different teretz. But I want you guys to get those two terutzim now. Lamaisa, maybe later we'll give another teretz if we have time or tomorrow. Okay? But I want to see the Makairis here. Okay? Again, Nachamal, we said that the Gemara says you can count a chassan in the minion of 10. So since you count a chassan in the minion of 10, he says he gathers 10 people together. What do you mean, Lamaisa? Doesn't a chassan count? So maybe it means you only gather 9 and the pasuk says 10. It means, you know, like 40 means 39 here, 10 here means 9. Or it means he's included in one of the 10. Two terutz. Okay. Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Go ahead.
Okay,
Rav Nachman.
High crowd, Rabbi Abahu, my darshan.
What does Rav Nachman do with the pasuk of Rabbi Abahu? Go ahead. How do you know that even the children in utero sang Shir Alayam? Shenemar. So even the young children in their utero, in the Makor, meaning utero, they blessed Hashem together in Makelis B'Yisrael. Go ahead, V'idach.
And
Rabbi Abo, who said Makelos. Go ahead. Rabbi Abo said that the drush is from Makelos. What does he do, Lomaisa? What does he do with that? Imkain? Why would it say Makor? My what?
My Makor.
What?
Aske Makor.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with what? Rabbi Abo says nothing to do with singing Shira. It would have said Mibetan. Mikor means Iske Puravu. That's the Makor that Birkas Chasanim needs 10. Okay. Go ahead. Vaitan and Gemara. What does Rav Abo do with the pasuk of Rav Nachman? To say a new din. You know the din is, and we'll discuss that at greater length tomorrow, that Amoni v'lo Moavis, what's the din? A male Moabite converts, cannot marry in. Can only marry a ger, can't marry a regular Jewish person. A Moabite woman can, right? The great-grandmother of David HaMelech was Rus. She married in. Right, we'll discuss the lineage of David HaMelech, Gemara and Yevamos, but he uses it for a completely different drasha. Go ahead. If it's for Sheva Brachas, what do you need Tamanei Chachamim for? You'd use a regular guy, above the age of Bar Mitzvah. El, it must be to tell me a different din of Avim or Avis. You want to give a drasha. Go ahead, V'idach. V'idach means Rav Nachman. Go ahead, Rav Nachman, it says, why'd you gather them together? Go ahead. If you want to tell me a drush of a new din, what do you need 10 guys for? Do it with 4 guys, 3 guys. Go ahead.
In.
Rebbe Bo says, yes, you do. You need 10 guys. Go ahead. To publicize this halacha. Go ahead. Bagdasar. Eshmuel said Rav Chana from Baghdad. Go ahead. Go bring me 10 guys. I want to tell you a chiddush. Go ahead. Hamazake. Oh, we have to get to the details of that dinner, but if you want to give $100,000 to a child in utero, it's good. The two chiddushim. What are the two chiddushim? Number one, you can be makna to something that's not existent. You can be makna lidavr shaloba liolam. Or number two, the Uber's already in the world. There are two ways of saying it. Okay, we're going to get to it when we get to the Taisus. Okay, and derech agav, the hilchasot. Hamazake. Right, we don't paskin like Shmuel. Okay, so how do we summarize this? The Shakla Vitaria. If I ask you, what's the Makor Shalom? Then you need 10 guys for Shavu Brachas of Birkas Nisuin. Birkas Chasanim is Nisuin. Two approaches. Rav Nachman, Rabbi Abo. Rav Nachman says, V'yikach zik asara mizik na'ir. From Boaz. Rabbi Abo says from what? B'makelus barku Hashem. Mi Makor Yisroel. Makor meaning Iske Pruruvu. Kahal means 10. You got me? Okay. Why does each one another Yaakov not like each other's pasuk? Rav Nachman doesn't like who? Rabbi Abo's pasuk of Makelos. Why doesn't he like it? Because he uses it for a different din. That what? He uses it for even the children in utero saying Shir Lashem. Why did Rabbi Abo not use it for that? Because it should have said Mibetin, not Makor. Let's go the other way. Why did Rabbi Abo not like Rav Nachman's pasuk from Boaz? Because why? Why do you need 10 Talmidei Chachamim? Use 10 regular guys. So what did he use it for? He used it for a drasha of Amoni v'lo Moavis. Halacha l'maisa. He needed Amoni v'lo Moavis. So l'maisa, he said, if you're using for a drasha, Rav Nachman said, of Amoni v'lo Moavis, why do you need 10 guys, even 4? He says, no, I need 10 to publicize it. Just like we find when they're mezaker l'uber, when they try to say mezaker l'uber, he brought 10 guys in a quorum to give a shir to tell, say, at least 10 to publicize it. We have Napaskin, Lokan, and Derech Agav, the Gemara concludes. So you got the give and take here? Two Makaris, okay? Rav Nachman, Rabbi Abba. Okay. I gave you the Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah, on Daf Chof Gimel, lists off, Ezra, the different categories you need a minute. Lists off different categories you need a minute. Amazing. And the Ramban says on that list, in the Ramban, the Mechamas Hashem, he writes, all those 10 are Achovitz HaTzibor, which is fascinating. All the things in that Mishnah Megillah, Adaf Chof Gimel and Aleph, say Beferish, are considered to be Achovitz HaTzibor. That's exactly what the Mishnah says of Chof Gimel and Beis, not Chof Gimel and Aleph. The Ramban says the common thread in them are all Achovitz HaTzibor. Eli, you had a kash earlier. You got it? You had a kash whaler issue. You got a chlor? Okay. It's interesting. You know what one of those things on the list is? Kriyas HaTorah. What does Kriyas HaTorah mean? You only have a chi of Kriyas HaTorah if you have a minute. Remember, if Shaftish Lita told us that, that one of the times that the Rav visited Reb Chaim was his grandfather. Reb Chaim used to have a minute that he would always make sure that he would never miss Kriyas HaTorah. So the Rav's father-in-law said, when you go visit Reb Chaim, tell him that your hug is against the Ramban. Because the Ramban says there only is a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah when you have a tzibor. But if you're traveling, you have no 10 guys, so you have no chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah. Why do you have to go out of his way all the time? His hug, personal hug, is against the Ramban. The Rav Lamaisim used to be makbid like this. I remember if Shetter told us, because he would take the train in from Boston. So he'd be, I think it was here in Yeshiva Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm not sure. Or Monday, he would come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So Monday he would miss Kriyas HaTorah because he had to take the train early. So he'd daven b'yichidus. So at Mincha on Mondays, they would lane. So there'd be guys who'd peek in the window and say, oh, the Rav has a new minhag, that on Mondays at Mincha you do Kriyas HaTorah. They didn't understand the din. The Rav held that Kriyas HaTorah, L'maisa, like Reb Chaim, you always have to try to do it. But the Ramban says you don't have to. If you have a tzibra, you have to do it. But as a yach, you don't have to go out of your way to what? To make sure you get it done. So what are one of the things on that list in Mishnah? I don't know. That I don't know. I don't know. Okay, maybe he held against Ramban. You always want to do mitzvahs. You should always. We should always try to run after mitzvahs. The Gemara says in Chulin, I would think you have to go to the mountains and the forest to do the mitzvah of Kansipur, Tamalom Rekia Kari. Only if you happens to be, you find it. Mashma says from there, the Makor Chaim says the Nesivis. Every other mitzvah in the Torah, you have to run out and find it. Only by Kansipur. If it's just a prat, if it's in front of you. But every other mitzvah should be rotif. Maybe the Reb Chaim held like that. Happens to be against the Chayodim, but they have to be rotif mitzvahs. We generally assume we should be rotif mitzvahs. But on that list, guess what's on that list? Birkas Chasanim, our topic is on that list in the Mishnah, in Megillah, that I gave you. Amazing. Now, why do you need 10 over there and all those things in the list? What does the Gemara say in Chaf Gimel Mebeis? Because what does it say, Jacob? Kol Davar Shebekdusha requires how many? 10. What's the Makor? V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisroel. Toch. He bottled him mitoch ha'eda. There were 12 spies. 10 were good, 2 were bad. Separate yourselves, Yoshua called it from the other 10. He bottled mitoch ha'eda. Toch means 10. V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisroel. And the Gemara says in Megillah, this Makor, amazing, that anything that needs a Davar Shebekdusha, you require what? You require 10. That's the Chiddush, okay? The Gemara in Chav Gimel and Beis, V'nonim in Amram, Chia Bar Abram, Yochad Amram, Kormen, Tash, V'toch, V'nisho, Kol Davar Shebekdusha, Lo Yitchos, V'nisar. And the Gemara goes on to say what I said, Toch. Frek the Kasha, guys. Where is the Davar Shebekdusha here? By Kriyas HaTorah, you have Barhu, that's a Davar Shebekdusha. Where is the Davar Shebekdusha when you talk about what? Birkas Chasanim. What'd you say? Where's the Davar Shebekdusha? Davar Shebekdusha is like Barhu, or Kaddish, or Kedusha. That generates having Asara. Look at the things on the list. Where you're mentioning it, Davar Shebekdusha L'maisa. Davar Shebekdusha L'maisa, where you're saying Barhu is Hashem HaMvairach. Where you say Kedusha, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Can't be every bracha in the world. Does every bracha in the world require 10? No way. What's unique about this bracha that requires 10? You heard him asking, Johnny? What is unique about this bracha? Yeah, go ahead, Gab. So why should that require 10? Okay, but why 10, though? Why 10? The Shechin is Shoyra when there's Nishkat and Nikdash, but Tzoch B'nei Yisroel. Just because he's Melech, that does he's not the Shechina. I mean, it's a good suggestion. What's so special about Birkas Chasanim? All of a sudden, he's 10. We just had a whole pilpul what the mucker is. Yeah, Yaakov, go ahead.
It's called Kiddushin to begin
with. Okay, but still, Lamaisa. You're right. That's true. That's true. But I have to note to you, which we'll get to tomorrow. What are we talking about here, though? It could be you're right. It's an excellent point. But we're talking about Birkas Chasanim, which is at the Nesuin, right? We're past the Kedushin already. We'll talk about whether Birkas Erusin requires 10. That's how Maklod Yishonim itself. Whether Birkas Erusin. But we're talking about Birkas Chasanim, which is the Nesuin. So you're past that already, no? It's a very difficult problem, Lamaisa. What on earth is going on here? Why is there a need to have 10? Yeah, Johnny, go ahead.
Maybe there's no Kedusha by Birkas Chasanim. It was just in the Mishnah. It's like you said, it was from the source of Tov Tov, which is the Meraglim, and here also are the pasuk of the Maklos Baruch Hu Elohim Hashem Mimaku Yisrael, that stems from Meraglim too, from because they learn from Kal, which is Ada is from Meraglim too.
Okay, but where's the Davar Shebekdusha? But every one of those things, the Maisar Davar Shebekdusha, shall be din. Even though you make it stretch with the Makairis, but the bottom line is you need Davar Shebekdusha. Where's the difference? What's unique about this different than any other bracha? It's a pella, no? What is the pshat in this? Why? And the truth of the matter is, if it is, let's say all your suggestions are good. One second, Shib. Let's say it is a Devar Shibukdish. So why do you need a pusik for it? You understand what I'm saying? We just stood on our head, Reb Avol, Reb Nachman. You need 10. What's the makor? If it is a Devar Shibukdusha, what do you need a marker for? You don't need a special pusik. The Mishnah says anything that is what? Anything that is 10, that requires 10, is a Devar Shibukdusha. You understand what I'm saying? Number one, I'm asking you, where is the Devar Shibukdusha? That's number one. Number two, even if you want to tell me, like you're saying, it is a Devar Shibukdusha, so what do you need makoros for? You don't need makoros for it. We have a Mishnah that says anything that is Devar Shibukdusha requires 10 and finished. That's it. Done. You understand what I'm asking? Twofold kasha. So, the truth is, the Aruch HaShulchan I saw asked this kasha. The Aruch HaShulchan really asked this kasha. Very beautiful kasha. And he basically wants to say the following. He basically says in Sif Yud Aleph the following. Davar Poshut She'ein Bircha Zu Nechsheves Kedavar Shebekdusha. Mikom Akom Sarach Asara. Lefishim Evarchen Bircha Shehakol Bara Lechvodo. One of the seven brachas is Shehakol Bara Lechvodo. Lechvod and Nesafin. To the covered of the guys that are there. And we mention Bini Yushalayim in the Brach of Sostasis and the Shebara. And it's not the Derech HaKavod to mention such important things, Halacha L'maisa, less than 10. Okay?
So why don't you always need
10 for benching? Oh, so L'maisa also, I want to point out the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim also in the Eshel Avram Simen Kuf Tzadim Esif Konav says, a Davar Pashud, that this Brach is not considered to be what? A Davar Shebekdusha. It's not considered to be a Davar Shebekdusha. Now, the truth of the matter is that these Gedolei Achronim seem to say beferish that the reason why you need 10 is not because of a Davar Shebekdusha. It's because you mentioned important things. It's a good point what you're saying, Daniel. But the truth is, it could be, and this is what I want to bring out, and we'll close with this, we'll continue tomorrow, because we have to see that Brisker Rav. I want to just point this out, that the Pnei Yoshua and the Note of Yehuda say like this. He has a line that Pnei Yoshua, the Kol Be'asara Shchinta Sharia. He mentions by Birkas Chasanim, anytime there's a gathering of 10, Asara Shiyoshman, like the Mishnah, the Shchina Sharia. Okay, so since you require 10 based on our two Makaros, then the Shchina comes. You follow me? It's like reverse logic. Since I require 10 by other two Makaros, then the Shekhin is there, then that's called the Devar Shebekdusha. But the Note of Yehuda says in Ibn Ezra Simon, in Madura Kama Simon Nun Vav, then they covered Kedushas Hashem. Covered Kedushas Hashem. So I was thinking, maybe a little bit like Yaakov was thinking. What is covered Kedushas Hashem? Every marriage we hope and pray, they'll build a bayis neman be Yisrael. Covered Kedushas Hashem. What does that mean? You need 10 because of covered Kedushas Hashem. Why is that covered Kedushas Hashem? Because hopefully the Shekhinah will be in this marriage. Hopefully the Shekhinah will be in this marriage. You know, when there's a get, the last Mishnah getting, says the Mizbeach cries. And I heard a beautiful pshat from Gadol and Munsey once, is that they're not giving. Mizbeach is the place for Korban. Giving. They're not giving enough to each other. So the Mizbeach Dafka cries by the Gerushin. And that's exactly the pshat here, maybe. Because of Kavod Kedush Hashem. Maybe. But that Lamaisa, I want you to bring out Lamaisa, what either have one approach in the Chronim, that Taka is not what? It's not a Devar Shebekdusha. Either because of Yushalayim, or either because of what? Either because since we have 10 already, the Shekhin is there. But the other approach is because maybe there is some type of Kaddish, what was the Lashon? What's the Lashon of Nodi Behuda? He says what? Kadosh what? Mikvod Hashem. That's the Lashon. Kadosh Mikvod Hashem. Nikvod, he says, Nikvod Kedushas Hashem. Where's the Kedushas Hashem? Maybe there's supposed to be Nishush in this marriage. Now, Shimon, you had a kasha before. I'm sorry, go ahead. You got it, Klor? Okay, so those are the two what? Those are the two approaches you want to say, but it's a tremendous Kiddush that you should require 10. Okay? Now, there's a lot of Kedushim here that we have to see. Tomorrow, specifically, I want to discuss about this drasha, Lamaisa, about this drasha of the halacha of Amoni v'lomo avis. Tremendous chiddush comes out from a Priska Rav. I'm believing that I'm going to photocopy for you so you'll see it inside. Lomai, so you see this drasha of Amoni v'lomo avis. And also we have to see more about what? About the concept of the Birkas Chasan with the Birkas what? With the Birkas Erisin. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, with the Birkas Erisin. And then we'll have come up with another teretz to what Pinchas asked me, if a chosin's been a minion, how do you know he's gathering ten? We had two terutzim, but we'll see other terutzim. And then at the end of Shira on Thursday, last 10, 15 minutes, we do chumash on the parsha. Okay, let's stop here. We'll dab mincha. Everyone have a wonderful day. Chaz are over. And if you have questions, like I said in Seder, you go over, you ask me, lomais. Okay? Yaakov, you want that for the omen? Okay, let's go. Asher Shemitah, Yalav Yovo, guys. Don't forget Yalav Yovo. And also, the Shulchan Aruch says recommend they have a bagel. Not Dafka bagel, but they have bread on Rosh Chodesh. Okay? It's not a chiyuv suda, but it's recommended, says Shulchan Aruch. So if you haven't had bread, you should try to have bread before Shkia. Okay. Asher Shemitah,